Royals and Indians. He's just a squirrel trying to get a nut, but we have a baseball game to play. Let's take you to the top of the fourth. Brandon Moss at the plate.
Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and blasted deep to right field. Robertson back, but that ball is gone. Home run, Brandon Moss. And just like that, we have a close ball game. It's now the Tribe 4, Kansas City 3. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball to deep right field. Back is Robertson. He's at the wall, but this one is into the seats. It's a game-tying home run for Mike Moustakas. And just like that, the Royals have tied this game at 4.
Boy, does Kane have a big lead at first. My goodness, the pitch. Swung on, a high chopper to short, charge by Lindor, and it went under his glove. An error into left center. On his way to third is Kane. Lindor was trying to turn two before he ever grabbed the ball. Charged and tried to make a backhanded play on the short hop of that high chopper, and it went under his glove for an error. And oh, is that a critical fourth error on Frankie Lindor. Miller takes that deep breath as he gets the sign from Gomes. Hosmer takes off again. The pitch swung on, ripped to deep left field. Over the head of Brantley. It'll get down and go to the wall, and Kane will score, and Hosmer will be right behind him. And Bonifacio with a two-run double. And the Indians' bullpen has had its first rough week of the year. Bonifacio with a line drive, two-run double over the head of Michael Brantley in left. And the Royals have a 6-4 lead in the eighth. I would imagine be one of the bigger wins of the year for the Royals, trying to get themselves back into this thing, especially down 4 tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss, ball game's over as Jackson strikes out. Royals come back to win game one of this weekend series by a final score of 6-4.
6-4 Royals is your final score. With his go-ahead double, Jorge Bonifacio notches his third game-winning RBI of the season. Ian Kennedy and Mike Clevenger each allow 4 runs through 5 innings pitched. Terry Francona and the Indians blow a 4-0 lead to the Royals and would wind up losing 6-4. Here's Francona on the loss.
Yeah, it's a shame because I thought he threw the ball pretty well on 2 changeups that both of them he kind of yanked across the plate. Right in one into Mossy swing path, and Moustakas just, and it's a shame because he really, I think he had 6 strikeouts and only the 1 walk, and that was the last hitter he faced. But you know, the damage was done, like you said, on 2 swings. But he worked ahead. He did a lot of good things. I don't want him to lose sight of that. I think he committed to the backhand, and you know, when it's over and look back, he probably could have got around it. It's happening quick, you know. Then he went to the backhand, and it didn't come up as high as he thought, and you know, ends up being a really big play, obviously.
In that situation, you might be thinking about trying to get to.
Sometimes because he's been so good, we forget that he's still young, but. Yeah, I think that's probably what he was thinking.
Is their bullpen pretty tough once you get into their back end?
You know, I mean, not even to the back. I mean, they've done a really good job over the, I mean, since the 5 years I've been here. You know, guys like Minor, they seem to find guys and they end up having really good years. They've done it with a lot of guys. You see, you know, Minor was a starter. I think he had some injury stuff, but he's coming out and throwing 95. And, you know, when you have a lefty in the game and you don't have a righty warming up, that kind of shows the confidence they have in him. Well, I mean, I don't think we feel like that during the game. When you jump out like that, you'd like to think that, you know, you're going to either, however you say it, put the foot on the gas or step on their neck, however you want to say it, you know. But they never took the lead until the eighth. I mean, I still felt like we were going to win. It not like they came back and went ahead. And, you know, we just from the third inning on, we didn't do a lot offensively. Yeah, I think everything went real well. He said he felt good, and I think he went through 15 more pitches afterwards in the bullpen. So we'll sit down with him tomorrow and kind of see what the next step should be. And we may not know tomorrow, but we'll sit down and talk to him and among ourselves and see what, you know. But he needs to be in that conversation. And one, we want to see how he bounces back, too.
Mike Clevinger goes 5 innings, allowing 4 runs on 8 hits in the Indians' 6-4 loss against the Royals. Here's what Clevinger had to say.
It was just an inconsistent day with that pitch. I mean, that pitch stuck out to me that I just didn't find consistency throughout the game. I mean, I'd get some good movement, good bite, though, where I wanted to, and then I noticed it started trickling back over the plate and not getting the same bite at the end. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I got to give a lot of credit to that, those hitters. I mean, they made an adjustment real well to get to the outside pitch. It wasn't that I was missing on my heat or anything. They just made an adjustment and started going that way. And they kind of changed their approach, and I just need to be quicker to, you know, change mine and play that chess match a little bit better.
This time up in the majors, these last few starts, have there been some things that you may find encouraging from the ball forward?
I mean, limiting hard contact, I'd say, has been a plus for me. And then I think each time I go out there, it's better aggression, better attacking.
When you have a 4-0 lead like that, do you kind of kick yourself a little bit that you couldn't hold on and get those home runs?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest pill to swallow. It just feels like you're letting down your family in there. I mean, they got that. Had something going, and then I kind of slowed it down, and then not just slowed it down, but then gave up the lead.
Series resumes Saturday. Jason Vargas will take the hill for the Royals. He'll face the Indians' Danny Salazar.